Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Hello, and welcome to episode 28 of Kinky and the Geek. Embarrassed.
Episode 28, where we start crying and eating ice cream.
Or we're PMSing. Oh yeah, let's totally do that. That would be awesome. Hi, how are you doing, Amber?
I'm doing really, really fucking great tonight.
Really?
Yeah, that would last all of 30 seconds.
Well, you know, at some point, yeah, I would start to hyperventilate. Trying to do breathy, and then it becomes unsexy.
Passing out and gasping for air.
And
never.
Breath play. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, and then, you know, you hear me hitting the floor. That's hot.
Oh, we need another Timmy.
That's hot. I just recorded over our test.
Yes, our little test. Oh. It wasn't a good saveable test that time anyway.
Fuck it. Hi, I'm Flesh Vine, a.k.a. Kinky.
This is Mighty Bill the Geek.
And we have our special guest again. We're so happy you came back.
Oh, thank you. I'm Amber, DJ Cat Ninetales.
Yay! And we kind of crossed paths, but from afar at Frolicon.
Strangers in the night.
Actually meet in person.
Yeah, and I was so bummed because that was one of the main things I wanted to do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no,
we'll have to make some sort of an effort next time to actually, like, meet up at a specified time.
You know what's funny is, like, we spent so much of our time because we didn't have a room down there, and so we would drive home every night.
Oh, okay.
So we spent a lot of Frolicon in either your room or in our other friend's room. Hanging out.
Yeah, just hanging out.
I mean, not really mingling or mixing, just kind of chilling.
Which I think may have been one of the reasons why I thought Frolicon was kind of off for me.
Because you spent more time in
the room. Yeah, it was more time in rooms and not with, you know, mingling.
Yeah.
It took me like 2 days to get into the right headspace. I was not in the right headspace on Thursday at all. I don't know why. It took me till like Friday late night before I was really feeling like
before
I was
there.
It's kind of weird.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know, maybe the energy was off. Maybe.
I guess. But then again, I had to stay sober all weekend long.
Right.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's not fun.
And plus, you know, like we said on the last cast, the two friends that I normally con with were not there anymore because they moved to Seattle and couldn't afford to come back this year.
Yeah.
Everything was kind of off.
Mm-hmm. Mine, you know, it was my first Frolicon, so as far as I know, it went swimmingly.
Well, yeah, I mean, as long as you had a good time. I'm not saying we didn't have a good time, just something felt off.
Aside from the clone. No,
I did end up having an awesome time.
Excellent. Yeah, okay, when I did see you, that was you with the stuffed snake, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool, because I was like, I think that's her, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, they did a party on Thursday night that was supposed to be, like, stewardesses and airplanes of like the 60s or something.
Right.
And
yeah.
My husband and I just couldn't take it seriously, so we went and got a bunch of snakes and just were snake on a plane and just
Excellent.
Kept running around screaming snakes and throwing them at people.
See, yeah. I wish we had been there for that particular portion because we were there for like maybe 10 minutes. That would have been funny. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
The snakes for me lasted about an hour, and then I was tired of carrying them around.
Because Age was running around with the big snake on for most of the night and drunkenly shoving it in people's faces.
He had a pilot uniform on, so it was even funnier. Uh-huh. But yeah, I just had on like a silver dress and a bunch of snakes.
Excellent. That's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we went and I don't know. It was just there was like. The music was loud, and we couldn't talk, and we were kind of sitting on the couches across the room, and he was kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, right. We gotta go.
Well, you guys weren't really, you guys didn't really seem to be in the party mindset anyway.
Well, you know, again, just the driving.
Yeah.
And knowing that my dogs were in their crates, you know, it was kind of like, okay, we gotta go.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I, like, A, having a cat.
Yeah.
Well, and well, we had someone watching him anyway.
Yeah. Well, and the sex was at home, too.
Well, yeah.
So, not having a room there, I was like, okay, this is awesome, but I could be getting laid at home.
Well, I'm sure you could have found a place and got laid at Frolicon, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's not turned to public, so. But
I did naughty stuff in the confessional on Saturday night, so there were plenty of places to do naughty things at Frolicon.
I heard that some crazy things went on in the confessionals.
Yeah, I ended up with rug burn and splinters.
Nice! That every good confessional story should end with that.
It was awesome.
Oh, that's excellent.
Depending on who you talk to, they usually do.
Yeah. Oh, that's excellent. That kicks ass.
Oh. Yeah. Although I did break my streak of not having sex with someone that I didn't bring with me.
Right. That is true. That is true. You got marvelously laid.
Yes.
I talked to the person.
Not just laid, but marvelously laid.
Well,
that's
she
awesome.
Said she got marvelously laid. She was very... Very
that's
stoked to
said,
have
yes.
been
that's
able to spend
she,
time
she,
with you.
Well, she did wet my bed, so.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Always a good sign.
Yeah, excellent.
So, yeah.
Yeah, if you got to sleep in a wet spot, it was a good night.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And I did, like I said last week, I did, it was weird because I got a good portion of my wish list fulfilled,
right.
But I didn't get to use it in the ice-breaking meeting new people type of way that...
Oh, you know, and yeah, we talked about this on the last cast. You know, just, you had a bunch of friends who wanted to feel up your ass. Just deal with it. Just fucking cope with it. There are a lot of people who don't have that. You know, no, you didn't get kilt checked by strangers, but you know what? You got kilt checked, so... I mean, hell. Jesus Christ, you got groped. How horrible is your life?
I didn't get groped enough.
All three of my wishes came true.
It was
fun. Well, we also, my husband and I put up the wish board, and we put up the bead table as well.
I think you have,
so
like,
I
a special...
keep an eye on it.
Yeah, I think you have, like, a special claim to having your wishes fulfilled.
Well, you know, it's funny. I got a lot of responses, but I didn't have time to meet up with anybody that responded to my wishes.
Right.
They just happened to get fulfilled. It wasn't, like, a conscious choice. It just happened, which was good.
That's what happened with mine, too. Like, we had one response, and I need to actually write the guy back. He emailed me and said, yeah, I'd be interested in your wishes. But by the time I got the email, like, the weekend was mostly over, and we already had, like, other stuff going on. So it was like, it could have been fun, too. Man, that would have been a really good scene.
Yeah, I felt bad about that. There were a bunch of, this year, more than most, I got, like, I think I got 6 responses.
Nice.
I think part of it was, too, the anonymity of it sometimes, as cool as I think it is, it makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have time to really think about it and figure out who was trying to fulfill them. I just, you know, jumped into Frolicon full force.
Yeah, it could be like some full-on creep, you know, that is going to know where your room is then.
I get the stalkers, but actually this year I met a lot of just really cool people.
Excellent.
Lots of newbies this year, but really, like, adventurous newbies.
Nice.
I think I am an icebreaker at Frolicon. I'm, like, breaking in the newbies.
That's great. You should actually print a t-shirt that says that next year.
I break in newbies?
Yeah, hell yeah.
My friend Marion had the best t-shirt. She wore to the Virgin Sacrifice and said, I fuck virgins.
Oh,
I saw that
nice shirt. That's great.
I saw the shirt, yeah.
Yeah, actually, Bill had his Fuck Me, I'm a Podcaster shirt on.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't see that shirt. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no one really said anything about it, so.
I know.
It just kind of.
Yeah.
Although it was kind of.
But you wore it, and that's
a step.
Yeah, that's a step in the right direction. Yeah, and then you stayed in everybody's rooms with the rest of us.
Yeah, right. And you didn't do what you were planning on. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
Awesome.
Yeah, he was actually.
The women that I hung out with were women that you already know.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it was like I didn't meet anyone. No, I did. I met your roommate, and
yeah,
I met
Roxy.
Her friend, you know, that were doing the cups.
Yeah, Butterfly or whatever. I can't remember his real name. I can just remember him. Yeah, we spent some time with him, especially considering he was drunk off his ass Thursday and having to get... He's in
well,
my
room. He worked his ass off on that art room.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I mean... That's his baby. That's what he does at Frolicon. He makes that thing run smoothly.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And he's the one that keeps making sure Roxy comes back to help him out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Very cool.
So, yeah, he was so drunk to the point where he was trying to get him up. They actually made him go cover his nipples because he was in his toga Thursday night.
Uh-huh.
And security made him cover his nipples.
Oh, well, that's weird.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't know who did it. But, yeah, he kept losing his head, his laurels, kept wanting to fix his hair. Like, you gotta fix my hair.
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
And unfortunately, they had someone with him that was obviously convinced he was going to hit that at some point that night, but
passed. The guy that I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh god. Yeah, I met somebody that I know from my job in my daily, and I was like, oh shit, I didn't want to see you here. I was like, that's just creepy. That's just weird.
There's always like a little bit of odd crossover where you're just amazed at the people you run into.
Right.
Like, you're kinky? What the hell?
Yeah. And you know, this guy, I don't know. I'm not going to talk about him. He may listen for all I know.
Right.
But, yeah, and then, you know, I have an ex-boyfriend that we kept running into, like, the first 2 days. And we were convinced he cloned himself because we'd be on one floor and we'd go down the stairs and he was there. I was like, what the fuck?
Either that or he had some secret warp zone that he could get from, like, the you know, his room to, like, the second floor.
And he's, like, the only ex that I really didn't want to see. And he was everywhere. Yeah.
Because I know he was there when I first walked in the door. Mm-hmm. When we first got there.
Me too.
And walking around and wearing the Kinky and the Geek podcasting shirt, which, considering the podcast, was the final straw.
What broke us up, yeah.
And I'm walking past him with the huge Kinky and the Geek logo on my chest.
Good. Yeah. So that was weird and uncomfortable. But
sorry, that sucks. No,
it was okay. It was just like,
usually weird and uncomfortable is what you go for at a place like that.
I like to give weird and uncomfortable, not feel the weird and uncomfortable. There's a difference. Hey, speaking of weird and uncomfortable, did you get your needles?
It was awesome.
Yay!
I'm not even sure how to describe it.
Mm-hmm. It's trippy, isn't it? Because I've actually had them.
It was amazing for me.
Mm-hmm. Nice. It's very intense, very localized pain, right?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I got to play with somebody that I had been trying to play with for about a millennia, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she took my needle virginity.
Yay!
It was one of the most intense scenes I've ever had.
Excellent. Yeah, it does. I mean, it is like you... You know, I had them the one time, and it's trippy. I mean, you really have to, like, kind of feel yourself in your body.
Yeah.
You know, to, I mean, it's just, there's no getting away from the pain.
Right.
I mean, it's just very intense and very sudden and very local.
So. It put me into headspace really, really fast. Like, mm-hmm. with the first needle, I was just gone.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. What I was amazed by was that at the end she counted all my needles, and I had like 38.
Damn, that's pretty. That's pretty serious.
Well, there were four girls right next to me.
That
they did 72 needles each girl, and then tied them to each other.
Okay, but had they had needles before?
So I was feeling. Like, yeah, I'm kind of a new gear. I'll aspire to that
in years. Mm-hmm. Well, I had, 16? Maybe 20. I'm trying to think of the pattern. But, I mean, it's nothing to fuck around with, though. I wouldn't be all, like, you know, bummed out that you didn't do 72.
Oh, I wasn't bummed out. I just was amazed that was going on next to me.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. That's very cool. So did she do the buttons, the endorphin buttons, were they in the circular pattern?
I'm not sure. She did
maybe?
Some on my thighs. Mm-hmm. She did some above my breasts.
Mm-hmm.
She had some on my lower arms, my upper arms, and my back.
Oh, okay, wow.
And they were all connected, except for the ones on my thighs.
Mm-hmm.
Because she decided to do a giant mind fuck on me. She, tied those specifically together and looked at me in the eyes, and we were talking about something, and she yanked them out by the string.
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
just screaming, no, 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 no. She looks me in the eye, holding the needles in the string, and goes, too late.
Oh, nice.
I almost fell out of the chair, and I thought, I've got all these needles in me. I'm going to be stuck to the carpet.
Oh, my God, that's great.
So I didn't fall.
Nice. She's good. She had the whole, like, psychological angle down, too.
She's amazing. Okay. I didn't get her permission to mention who this is.
Sure.
But yeah. She's someone in the team that's been there forever.
Okay.
And she knows everything.
Excellent. You know, I tell you...
It's like playing with my idol, basically.
That's awesome. Our call quality has kind of gone down the tubes. Let me try to call you back.
Okay.
Does that work? Okay, just a sec. Sorry.
No problem.
Okay, bye.
More, that was driving me nuts. I could hear it, the echo of my voice.
Yeah, it was really weird. You got, like, really, really faint, but now you're way higher and clearer.
Oh, cool. That's much better.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, this is more like a Skype call now.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. If you need to start over, whatever, that's fine, too. Whatever you guys want to do.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, we'll, you know, I'll try to bump up the sound on it.
Yeah, you can actually fix that in editing, too, as well.
Yeah, I can, yeah.
So tweak it, so.
Yeah, if I don't know how.
you have access to someone
exactly,
who can, yeah.
Exactly, he'll show me.
Although it's kind of interesting because I got to see the effects of staples on someone
mm-hmm.
in our room. One of the things we did during
staples.
our drunk cast.
I got to do my corset. I got to finally do a corset on someone.
Well, let me know if you want to do that again. Staples are one of my favorite things.
Oh, totally. Totally. I loved it. Man, I was stapling anyone who would stay still long enough.
Well, that was the interesting thing is what was going on in the rooms was, mm-hmm. like, we, you know, Friday night we had wax play and electric play.
We had great play.
And then we had, the, you know, you were stapling anything that would move.
Right, yeah.
Because you... Well, yeah, she did the corset, and then she did...
I was just so stoked. Phantom is in a pain slot, so I'm like, oh... I get to really, like, do this?
And
I get
our anonymous friend, you gave her two staples, one in each, and one in each forearm, and she tied little bows on them.
Yeah.
And then you did a couple on one girl, one on the arm.
No, I just did, I did two, and one I pulled too much skin, and it just really hurts. She's like, yeah, that doesn't feel so good, so I took that one out.
Right.
And then she just had, like, a little bow on her arm. It was cute. But yeah, I gave one of our friends the staple corset, which I loved, and she loved.
It did come out
and
really good, yeah.
Yeah, she got all the
you stapled her boobs
it.
Together.
It was great. It was awesome. She's got gorgeous boobs to do it too. So
yeah, and you got to play with the branding pick mm-hmm. with the violet wand.
Ooh. Oh yeah, I wrote "Good Boy" and did a heart on Phantom's back.
That's awesome.
Oh God, I need one so bad.
And then I introduced the Mylar Flogger to a friend who had already had a taste of the Violet Wand before,
mm-hmm.
and they had to come up with, I think I told you about this with the steel wool, using it,
yeah.
and then rolling, basically they hold the indirect, you know, mm-hmm. doing the indirect, and then you roll the steel wool over them.
And that came from Phoenix, right?
Yeah, that came from Phoenix.
Yeah.
But I used the Mylar Flogger mm-hmm. on the girl, and that ended up being her favorite. That she loved the steel wool, but I used the Mylar Flogger on her, and she was mm-hmm. like, that's my new number one.
And it was his wand that I got to use, so thank you again. I so appreciate that. I know I've said it, but man, that kicked so much ass.
In fact, we're already working on new tools. The anonymous friend is going to make me wear a gauntlet.
Yeah, chainmail.
A chainmail gauntlet. But we're not going to do a full-on gauntlet. We're mm-hmm. going to do one of those, the web work where it goes over your bone structure type thing and using that. And she's actually going to use
combination. You can have dangles between your fingers.
Yeah,
you
but she's also planning on doing, and I think we're also talking about doing a small
mm-hmm.
chainmail flogger like the one Dustin made. I don't know if you saw Dustin's.
Yeah.
Yeah. But making a small one.
Mm-hmm.
But... using different metals for the links so you get different forms of conductivity.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so where you'll get different hits with the different rings.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. You're going to let me know how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get one. It is so on my list. I don't know how.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad I got to do that. Is one thing that even though I didn't get to do it on someone, you know, mm-hmm. to do the icebreaker mm-hmm. thing, but doing it with someone I already knew but wasn't my girlfriend.
Yeah.
was a little better too, because then I got to play a little more and learn a little bit more without
being
in the open play.
About other people's reactions too.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have somebody else's reactions.
Polyamory rules.
Hey, we had some hot monogamy happening on my little corner of the world. I'm just saying.
I'm not knocking monogamy at all. I just love polyamory.
Well, you know, and it's funny because what we were doing is
a plethora of
three of us couples and our anonymous friend playing, and it was kind of awesome because we'd get two tops on one person.
Yeah, they actually had two people waxing one.
And then two different people, one of the same people, waxing another person. And then there were two violet wands going at the same time. So it was kind of great.
Yeah.
That had to be...
Okay, we totally missed that. That had to
plethora
be a plethora
of... Yeah.
Awesome noises.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. It was... Yeah, it was good. It was trippy, and it was a good group where everybody felt comfortable with each other, so there was no question about, you know, whether or not you're going to take your shirt off.
Right.
It's like, yeah, hell yeah.
I still probably wouldn't have.
That's awesome.
Well.
That's me and my hangouts.
I would have, but, you know, I have no issues. And I was topping anyways, so.
Right.
Yeah, so it was not a problem. So.
Yeah, it was nice. I can't wait to play some more. In fact, I found a place that actually is making the insertable Violet Wand toys.
Cool.
Where they're actually using Pyrex. So something's got something like 1,200 PSI pressure break, and it actually will break at the base.
Oh, okay.
In case something
if it does break,
which, I'm sorry, the body's not going to produce
enough pressure.
It's 1,200 PSI tested. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're shoving it up of a JJ or someone's hoo-ha, you know.
Yeah.
You're not going to, even if you clamp down hard, you're not going to make enough pressure to break it.
Yeah, nice.
Well, it's the same stuff the glass dildos are made out of, the Pyrex.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I love my Pyrex toys. it's one of my favorite materials.
But, yeah, I'm actually contemplating at some point in the future getting one of the insertables and seeing
how. Oh, totally. Yeah, let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we totally monopolized this.
That's all good.
Yeah, she's just taking notes.
No, she's not taking notes from us. She's like,
yeah.
New things to try. Hey, that's a good thing.
Yeah, and she's breaking in newbies. Okay.
Well, speaking of breaking in newbies. Should we go to the questions?
Yeah. Oh, Amber, this is a great day for you, and let me tell you why. You get to hear from our friend Aston Chi,
who
he's awesome. He lives in Sydney, and God, he's great. And actually, I really would kill to have him on the podcast.
We might have to, yeah.
I would probably masturbate to that voice, so you should get him on the podcast.
I've heard his voice because, he's a fan of podcasts, especially the podcasts that we seem to have incestuously entwined ourselves with.
Yeah.
And he doesn't sound Australian.
I don't know where he's from.
He's got a very odd accent.
Yeah, so honey, let us know, just because we're curious. And he's a bloody sexy man. He's good looking. And I can say that because Phantom agrees.
Right. Okay. So we basically sent out, we do the whole Twitter, send out, hey, we're going to record, send us questions.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one that normally will send us some of the most bizarre stuff.
Yeah, we love
and
him.
And ask us the bizarre stuff.
Yeah.
Okay,
so we should present these to Amber and get her answers first.
Okay, well, we'll start with
just this. From out of nowhere. This,
right.
This is exciting. All right, question one. Are hand jobs really not considered sex?
Yeah, to me that doesn't seem like sex. Only because it's masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you're doing it to somebody else, it's like, in my mind, mutual masturbation. And I don't consider masturbation sex. But that's just my opinion.
Well, I can see that. But then again, I can see if anyone has, you know, their parts out.
Yeah.
To where I could touch them, it's a sexual situation.
Yeah, I believe. I mean, it may not be full on sex, but my definition is if your genitalia is being manipulated in any way to bring you to an orgasm, it is some form of sex.
Yeah.
As I try to use the big words.
Yeah.
Yay!
I wouldn't consider it sex, though. But that's just
yeah, me. Yeah, it's not full-on greasy, you know, grindy.
Yeah.
No, I need a little more lube on this corner.
Right. Okay, so our answer...
Kinda, yeah. I think that's, yes, the consensus is
yeah. Okay. Next question. I should have looked this up because I'm sure it means something, you know, that I don't get. How do I organize a Mexican gangbang?
Okay.
What is the difference? What is a Mexican? Right.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you.
This is what I think he's going on the takeoff. On a Mexican standoff. You know what a Mexican standoff is?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think this is his play on that being a Mexican gangbang, which...
But wouldn't that just be a gangbang?
Well, yeah, I was thinking it's yeah. just a gangbang with a bunch of, Mexican people from Mexico mm-hmm. doing it. Or it could be, if you go with the Mexican standoff thing, uh-huh. it's a bunch of guys with hard cocks pointing at each other, others going, no, I'm gonna fuck her. 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 You know, yeah. imagine the scene at the end of Reservoir Dogs, but instead of guns, have cocks.
Right.
With cocks instead of guns.
You know, we never had our finger gun fight.
No, we didn't.
Damn it. Okay, and see, my take was, first of all, you go to Home Depot, where everybody's in the parking lot, you know, looking for work.
Yes,
you
know, the migrant workers.
All the Latin people.
Yeah.
And, and you arrange things from there.
Right. True meaning of handyman.
Right, right. And then it occurred to me the better option would be to go down to Playa del Carmen or Cancun or Cozumel or one of the pretty right. places down there and then go from there.
But then you go, which part would be the gangbang? Which part would be the Mexican? The people actually doing the gangbang?
I was just working on the Mexican part.
The woman part?
Yeah. See, I was just working on the Mexican part.
I mean, do the guys have to be the Mexican part or do you have to find a Mexican woman?
Either.
Or they, okay.
Either.
Can we make it a Brazilian guy? Because I'd rather have the Brazilian woman.
I think our consensus is we need more information, yeah. Austin.
Or we could just come up with our own shit.
There actually was a class at Brolicon that I was really sad that was scheduled against one of my classes, mm-hmm. or one of my things that I was already obligated to do, that was actually about how to organize a gangbang.
Yeah. I saw that.
My thing was
to the guy. It's a fetish and fantasy of mine, mm-hmm. but it's really a fantasy. Like, I don't know that it's as kinky as I am.
Uh-huh.
I still don't know if it's something I could do in reality. Now, I right. masturbate to a lot of gangbang porn.
Oh, sure.
I find it hot as hell because mm-hmm. that's where they're getting, you know, they're dirty talking the women and they're pulling the hair. I mm-hmm. love that. Love mm-hmm. it. But it's something, you know, I certainly would be interested in. Mm-hmm. But I would probably have to like handpick the guys.
Right.
I am kind of picky.
Oh yeah, I mean you'd have to have.
I'm picky.
Yeah.
I'll be in my bunk.
You don't want to be gangbang?
No. That's not. That, never mind. That's a. It's a Firefly reference to. I'm gonna have to go jack off now.
Oh. Okay. Okay, awesome. It's like
the masturbation references. Yay.
Okay.
It's the it's basically the episode War Stories where mm-hmm. where Mal and Wash end up getting captured and tortured.
Okay.
Well, yeah. It's the one scene where you find out that Honora is going to be entertaining someone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they find out the person there she's entertaining
is
another woman.
Yeah.
There it's yeah. when it's Book, Kaylee and Jane are standing there kind of sneakily watching.
Uh-huh.
And
so Jane...
Book says something. Kaylee says something about, oh, they look glamorous or whatever or mm-hmm. something like that. And Jane just goes, I'll be in my bunk.
Nice.
So to the Firefly brown coats, I'll nice. Be in my bunk just basically means, okay, you've just made me hot enough to have to go jack off.
Yeah, I heard a very similar thing today. I was talking to a friend about a naughty school teacher. And so I don't know if you caught it on Twitter, but Phantom was like, I'll be in my room for a few minutes.
Yes,
don't come in.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. If you ever see Alicia put up, I'll be in my bunk, uh-huh. that's what she means.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right on.
I'm going to use that from now on. I like that.
Totally, right? Or like my parents, their euphemism was, we're going to go upstairs and read. I was like, ew. Alrighty. Question three. What is a good way of preventing morning wood?
Amber? As she stares at me.
You'd have to ask the boys on that one. I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea because I've woken up with wood that I could drive through trees.
Okay. So I'm going to answer the question with a question. Why would you want to?
That's just it. Yeah.
Morning wood is like a gift given to us by the gods.
Well, considering considering it depends on what part of the morning you get it. If it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you know your partner has to be up at 6, mm-hmm. it's not always good to wake up poking them.
Yeah, no, I don't take well to that. Don't fuck with my sleep.
Yeah.
But if we're both waking up gently and it's like, oh, hello.
Yeah, the morning time. Awesome. But there's so many few times that me and Alicia get to wake up.
At the same time. Yeah.
But yeah, no, there have been times I've woken up in the middle of the night and I've got steel wool wood, you know, something I can drive nails with. It's like, I can't do anything with this.
You could go drive nails with it. You could go build a piece of furniture.
Yeah.
And that
if I had wood and some nails, maybe.
Well, and then in your subconscious, you'll think, oh shit, I woke up with another boner. I got to go build another footstool. And then your subconscious will be like telling you, you know, all your package, hey, calm down there. We want to get some sleep. That's how you avoid morning wood. You make it such a pain
really
in your ass.
No. Because when you're asleep, the dirty thoughts come back that ever makes up the wood to begin with, and they don't listen to reason.
Just don't roll around your stomach.
Yeah, that is kind of painful.
Yeah. I'm wistfully thinking about some morning wood now. Okay, and this one, I love you, Aston, honey. I have no idea. Would you say A Natural Axe is a Rich Fulcher TV series or a genre of porn?
See, I have no idea. Yeah, that's one of the ones that he sends, and we go.
Huh?
Uh-huh. Is that an Australian thing? Because I don't know.
Maybe. He watches some interesting things that...
Yeah, he's got a job where he gets to just sit there and sometimes just goes... He goes... Well, at least on his days off, he'll go through, like, marathons of stuff.
Yeah.
That he'll tweet about, like... He's watching The Wire right now, mm-hmm. back things of The Wire. But yeah, I have no idea.
So I don't know about A Natural Axe. However, I did just download some hentai called Cool Devices that I recommend.
I love that hentai.
Yay, I just downloaded it, and I've just barely kind of gotten into it. I'm sorry?
Which episode are you on?
I downloaded all of them, and I just kind of barely got into the first one, but I was like, oh, I like it.
Are so freaking hot. There are a couple of scenes in that anime that, I've masturbated to a lot.
Yay! Cool. No, I'm stoked because, it's like, I'm just very excited that I have it now. But I also download... This is all legal, by the way, all my downloading.
Yeah, she found it on iTunes.
right. I also downloaded Loveless and Junjo Romantica.
Haven't seen either of those two.
I think the Junjo, and I'm sure I'm just ruining that pronunciation, I think that's a pretty hardcore yaoi, which is kind of what I was going for. But when I got to the Cool Devices and Loveless, it just looked interesting.
What does yaoi mean?
The boy love. Yeah. It's the gay hentai.
If you ever see anything in fanfic, and it's the two terms are yaoi and yuri. Yaoi mm-hmm. usually means two boys. Yuri means two girls.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much what Alicia's her thing. Yeah. She reads a lot of it.
Well, and that's a segue into...
Or I think she writes a lot of it, or has.
That's actually a segue into two of the websites that I wanted to mention. One being, I had dinner with a friend and two of his friends, and one of them introduced me to mangafox.com.
Okay.
Which is awesome. Amber, have you seen it?
I'll have to check that out.
It's great. It's all like print manga that you know people scan and post.
Yeah.
Stuff that isn't available here, or you know, it seems to be all legal.
Yeah, Alicia was doing that for a while. She was doing Naruto and Bleach mm-hmm. through that way. She was that. In fact, the Void, her hard drive, we can't seem to get to work now. Had like a crap load of it on there.
Yeah.
But that's how she filled it up, was because of the download of the manga.
Well, and you can search on yaoi. Which, you know what I've been looking at.
Yeah.
There's one I've been reading called Hide and Seek that's really hot, so. It's very...
I wonder what they're hiding.
It's very thick and veiny and sweaty and...
Yeah.
And grunty. I like
Stop looking down.
Okay, the other site that I wanted to mention, this is one that our anonymous friend gave me. It's JList.com.
Oh, I talked about JList.
Did you?
Yes, that was one of the things I brought up during the gift giving.
This is why we need to, like, post all this shit. Like, post all the websites. Because I'd go back and look at them, but I don't know.
I'll go and get the Buffalo Flogger out and get a Ruka to start working on it.
Okay, I thought you were going to flog me. I was like, what?
No. Well, you're not the web slave, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
Oh, wait, no. I would have to go and hide.
Right, the Buffalo Flogger.
Flogging actually doesn't get her to do anything.
Exactly.
You got to hide the toys to make her...
But yeah, they actually, there's a list here that is top-selling products in manga, top-selling yaoi, top-selling everything, so it's very exciting.
JList is basically a site for all things Japanese. You can get bento boxes, you can get really cool Japanese t-shirts.
Yeah,
at one point they were actually carrying the Hello Kitty vibrator.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I want one of those. I don't
think I've
ever use it. I just want it.
Yeah, just to put it on a shelf.
They had a problem. Basically, I think the company, they couldn't get them to stop making it because of some licensing laws in Japan. But the company ended up going out of business anyway.
Oh. Okay.
And so I'm sure you could probably find them, but I wouldn't want to see what the prices are collectible wise.
Yeah.
But they made them.
Well, it's a great site.
One of my favorite t-shirts I got from there from a friend. You got it for Christmas. It was written in Japanese kanji. It says, Dirty American Devil.
Nice. You wear that to an anime convention.
They actually have some cool ones because they actually have t-shirts where it's... And I think... one of them is an actual warning sign from Japan, but it's basically got two writers, like in the thing, holding one male, one female, and it basically has the guy groping the girl, and it's basically beware of perverts.
Nice.
But you could also get one where the girl is groping the guy.
Okay.
So, but I think the sign is actually, because it's done up like a sign you would see. You know, in real life. And I think that actually, because I believe they do have a problem with that on Japanese
trains. Yeah, and everything. Yeah,
where these girls in the...
Actually, I read something about that at one point about... it was like a series of erotica about girls being groped on... But it was like a series written from like a bunch of different people.
Right.
God, this was like years ago. Considering
there are vending machines in Japan where you can buy used underwear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And pocket pussies.
Right.
That basically look like it, basically like this, like the can, like the Arizona tea type can with like a Japanese schoolgirl drawn on it where you can see her panties and you open it up and it's a jack-off tube.
Oh, nice.
And it's good for about two uses.
Yeah, I want to use, or I want to get the, Tenga, yeah, the Tenga has they have some really crazy...
attach. Is that the one where you can actually get the porn, they actually have porn that it hooks up to?
No, this is, it's like a gelatinous kind of egg.
Okay.
You know, and you can get these little Tenga eggs that are in these like, they look like little Easter eggs, the kind that you crack open.
Right.
And you use it as a masturbation sleeve, and it expands to fit you.
Well, I've got like the Fleshlight.
Yeah, they're very much like the Fleshlight, but more researched and well thought out.
Right.
I've got to get some of those at some point to play.
They actually do have another one for men to where it actually hooks up to your computer.
Nice.
And it actually interacts with the porn that's going on.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Is she still there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for making that what would have been seamless. Very noticeable, Bill. Thanks.
Okay. Well, she stopped talking. That's why I was making sure.
Well, I was obviously chatting with her the whole time. So, I had it under control, Bill.
No, you did.
But thanks. Okay, here's Aston's final question. Your favorite Discworld character or anthropomorphic personification?
I've never read Discworld.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Oh my god, I can't believe I know something geeky that you don't, Bill. That's blowing my mind.
Oh, okay.
It's Terry Pratchett.
Oh, I know who it is, I've just never read it.
Okay, both you and I just lost a bunch of geek cred.
Pretty much.
Well, see, okay, here's the thing, though. I didn't absorb it and make it part of my canon like a lot of people have.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it when I read it, but I was like, oh, okay, this is funny, and then I put it aside.
Right.
You know, I know people who can quote, you know, from, you know, various books and everything. Mine is Granny Weatherwax. She's a witch, and don't remember much about her, but she was very, very funny.
Oh.
She's like a crotchety old bitchy witch.
Right.
You know, one of three witches, and she was kind of hilarious. So that's all I remember is that she was funny.
Oh, why?
Yeah. So, what about an anthropomorphic personification?
That's what I'm trying to think is... I wish I could remember the name of it, but there was a comic book called Ninja High School.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the three main characters is one of these, like, cat girls.
Okay.
Because it's basically, it's a parody of Japanese manga and cartoons and stuff.
Okay.
And so the three main characters is one is a Japanese schoolgirl, one is the American boy who mm-hmm. is over for some reason mm-hmm. in Japan, and the other one is the cat girl from outer space.
Okay.
So, other than that, I can't really think of anything, because a lot of the anime I watch, Well, I guess you could cut. Well, no, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
The panda from Rama 1/2, I always think is funny because it's Rama's father.
Right.
Have you ever seen Rama 1/2?
Yeah.
He's the one that every time he gets hit with cold water, he ends up turning into a panda.
Panda. Yeah, I kind of like vaguely remember it. I know I've seen it though. Well, and I guess if I was going to choose one, okay, Phoenix sent out this thing where he was just talking about there's a tentacle dildo. And that was his whole point, was, hey, look at this tentacle dildo.
Right.
Well, if you scroll around on the page, there's all these pictures of this fox boy having sex with a tentacle monster. So that fox boy is my favorite. Don't know what his name is. I don't think he's an actual character in anything. He was just drawn really for that ad for the tentacle dildo.
Right.
Yeah. All right. That's mine. Amber?
Well, if we're talking anime,
mm-hmm.
probably Dragon Pink. I mean, for sure, the lead character, the kitty girl that was the slut.
Okay, okay.
Probably my favorite. I actually did that costume when I was skinny years ago at several anime cons, and that was really fun. But if we're talking maybe outside of anime, I have a real, like, were-animal fetish, and things like vampires as well, but I'm not sure that they count in the same... That's the kind of books I read. It's mostly
like Laurel Hamilton
werewolves.
And
yeah, exactly.
Kim Harrison.
Well, I've got a Laura Kay book in my bag right now.
I'm a thing for like genies.
Oh, the right on.
Of that kind of, I always wanted to be like a slave in the bottle.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, go you. We should actually give you Aston's information. You guys could talk. He'd probably like to talk to you because that's creative. Excellent.
Although, I think it would be a lot of her talking and him.
Hey, I support that.
You know, it's not ever a bad thing. It is not ever a bad thing.
Yeah.
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 Well, okay. Those were his questions.
Okay.
But, you know, while I was kind of on, you know, going back to my little list of websites I wanted to mention, we have a friend on Twitter. And I'm not going to mention the name because I didn't get permission, which was stupid. I should have asked.
Right.
But this friend recommended nickbuxom.blogspot.com, who does really kick-ass... It's a webcomic, but from a femdom perspective. Or actually, she's a professional switch in Los Angeles. But a lot of her stuff revolves around... domination. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's totally hot. Her art is really cool and really fun. And she talks about a lot of, like, her latest one is about the Violet Wand. And then she writes a little bit about her experiences with the Violet Wand and actually has a video demo of her with the Violet Wand.
Okay, I'll have to watch the...
She's my new favorite person, actually.
Okay. Oh, boo, I'm no longer the new favorite person.
Well, I actually commented on her blog. Hang on, she responded. I told her we were going to talk about her website. She says, ooh, Kinky and the Geek, eh? Sounds right up my alley.
Allie.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Allie. So she really kicks ass. And she's got pink hair.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pink hair dom. Cool. I love that. Yeah, I can get behind that, so to speak.
Back in the day, you probably could have.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if she goes that way. But she's super, super amazing and very talented artist. So that's... Everybody go there now.
Yeah. I wish I could have saved, because I was actually showing a bunch of people some of the stuff on Violet Wand videos I found on YouTube.
Oh, cool.
Well, what is it? One's
you should do a post on Kinky and the Geek.
I should. I'm still working on trying to get my review for Frolicon done.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
It's just not coming to me is basically what it is.
Yeah.
I just can't get the words out.
Yeah.
But no, the two that I found that are really cool, one's not on YouTube, one is actually... it's Blip TV,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, I think you can find it through the Stockroom
mm-hmm.
website, where someone had a single tail whip that had a filament in it.
Yeah, you sent that.
Yeah, I think I showed that to you. Yeah,
yeah. Or you sent it on Twitter.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's where basically they set basically the single tail that had a filament through it
mm-hmm.
to be able to use it with the Violet Wand.
Mm-hmm.
So in the hands of someone who could really do well with a single tail.
Mm-hmm.
That would be rather interesting.
Oh, totally.
Considering how pinpoint a single tail can get.
That'd be a really nice, sharp spark.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be kind of hardcore.
The other one is where you have some people in a room somewhere, and I want to say it's probably a convention.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got... I can't remember if she's connected or he's connected, but he's got the ball, the little chain ball thing,
mm-hmm.
and he's running it all over. No, he has a, it's not a chain ball, he actually has a choke collar.
Okay.
That he's using to shock her with it and her just rolling all over.
Oh, wow.
And trying to say stop, and it's like, well, use your safe word. I don't remember my safe word.
Oh, cool.
So.
I gotta go look up videos.
Yeah.
Cool.
I found a few, they got a guy who's actually demonstrating the wand, but he's got one of like the actual,
mm-hmm.
like 19, you know, oh something.
Oh, the older ones.
Yeah,
don't those all have the wax core though?
Yeah,
they're the older.
They're more museum play pieces. You don't really use them to play with. You show them off.
Okay.
Because you can only get about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Before it gets too hot, and you don't want to get too hot, or you melt the core, and you don't have a wand anymore.
Yeah, you ruined it. Yeah.
That's why everybody nowadays is using the ceramic, so you can get a good bit of long-lasting play out of it.
Right. Cool.
I still like the one where Stockroom actually sells their Violet Wands with an on-off switch on the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one that I found had... It actually... I was looking on eBay. Found one at a really good price with the foot pedal. And I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah, playing with the foot pedal is a lot good. Except for when the person you're playing with backs up and turns the foot pedal on while you're trying to switch something out and shocks you.
That sounds like a personal experience story.
Well, that happened while we were playing in the room.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, our anonymous friend backed up and turned on hit the foot pedal, and I was in the middle of doing something and got the shock in. It was like, ah, this is old.
That's great.
Stop that.
So, Amber, do you have any, like, funny con stories? I just totally put her on the spot. Do you have any funny con stories?
Yeah, because the thing we did at the thing was either sexy or funny con stories.
Mm-hmm.
I figure we got you here now. We put you on the spot.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think funny. Most of mine were more sexy.
Okay. Hey, that's a good con.
It was a very good con.
Mm-hmm. Let me get the lube.
Nice. Oh, Bill needs to go spend some private time. Sorry. You blew his mind.
No, I was going to get it so if she could tell the sexy
Saturday night. Oh, sorry.
Okay, I tell you what, our car... Shit, why can I not say this? Our call... Qu- quality is a little wonky again. Let me call you right back.
Thanks.
Okay, just a sec. Bye. That's awesome, and then it just degrades. It just, over the course of the call, it just gets worse.
Yeah, it's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah, I don't know why it keeps doing that.
That's crazy.
It gets overheated, and then we have to give it time to recover.
Just like the violet wand.
Yeah.
Oh, weren't we going to talk in our porn voices? Our sex, our phone sex voices?
You keep making me giggle, because I can't hold that voice very long.
Damn it, you don't have any lube
around
here.
But why? I don't see what the problem is. You know you want to.
Oh, yes, I do. I totally do.
Oh, tell me how bad you want it.
I want it so bad, Daddy. So
yeah,
bad.
Yeah. Yay, this
Excuse
is my
me.
Favorite episode.
Is Bill back in his bunk?
Yeah, he's got to go back to his bunk. Yeah, give us your sex phone, your phone sex voice.
I don't have one.
Actually, you've got a great voice, just period. you do. Just get all, like, low and growly. Come on. Give it to us.
Give it to us, Bill.
You know you want to. You know you want to make us happy. You know you want to satisfy us.
That's not going to help.
God, he's all blushing.
His voice gets higher.
I know, right? He's totally blushing. That's hilarious. I never sent you the pictures, actually, the last time we got him all tickled. Because I actually did. I was snapping pictures.
Awesome. Luckily, you don't have your camera with you now.
No, and my phone's out of batteries, so.
Yep. Because I get to feel it in my ears.
Aww. Okay. Well, awesome.
You know me. I can't do it on demand.
That's a lie.
Voices.
That's a total lie. I know for sure.
Voices.
So yeah, actually, we wanted to talk a little bit about music.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you mostly listen to? You're a DJ.
Well, most of my stuff used to be pretty much based in the 80s. I started out as an 80s DJ, so I do still listen to a lot of 80s music, but I'm kind of an electro clash whore.
Okay.
I love, like, The Faint, Fisher Spooner, Ladytron, Freeze Pop. That kind of stuff is what I tend to listen to a lot of.
Okay.
Alice in Videoland, you know.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I've just kind of barely touched on that. I guess my genre of choice would be just chill. Just anything Bristol.
Cool.
Yeah. It's very outdated right now, but it's just, I can't help that I love what I love, you know?
Well, yeah.
Same way.
Yeah.
Well, if you go, you know how you go on iTunes and it will show up stuff by, like, genre and date and stuff like that?
Right.
I have, like, being a child of the 80s, I have a shitload of stuff from the 90s, because I've got, like, the first three or four Stone Temple Pilots CDs and... the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack I found, like, were selling the cheap on
that was such a good soundtrack.
I found my favorite Radiohead song on there because of that. It used to be Karma Police.
Okay.
But it's the song on there called Talk Show Host.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember that one.
Because I love it. It's like, you come and get me, and, you know, I'll be waiting with you with a gun and a pack of sandwiches. I just love the because it's because in my head when I listen to it, I've got, like, this, it's playing over.
A movie.
And that's the only, well, no, it's one of those things where, like, you have the bad guys setting up in, like, a room with the SWAT team guys coming around, like, you know, to take, you know, in some, like, crime drama, and you don't hear any noise except for the song, but you see, like, the SWAT guys coming through, and the guys up in the room, like, getting their guns ready, and it just makes some really interesting images in my head.
Well, speaking of weird ass lyrics, one of my very favorite songs ever is Black Milk by Massive Attack, where
I love that song.
I know, it's, like, so fucking weird and erotic and exciting and somewhat romantic at the same time. It's just bizarre, but
Oh, it was kind of funny. It was Chattacon this year. Me and Mike, after drinking, are going around singing First of May by Jonathan Colton.
Okay.
Nice.
So
it's like you're going down the hall. First of May, outdoor fucking starts today.
Excellent.
So bring your favorite lady, or at least your favorite lady.
Yeah,
excellent.
We're
going down the hall singing that.
What is your favorite music to sing to? What do you guys actually like? Like, if you're in the middle of a scene, what do you want to be listening to?
Like, Ken Tall or Dead Can Dance or something, like, not Enigma. Enigma's been overdone, but still something in that kind of fusion-y world genre.
Yeah.
Why are you making
little... I don't know, just because... I may say it when my turn comes up, but...
Yep.
Go ahead, finish up.
That's all I had.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't sing with music. I don't sing enough to actually have, like, music playing.
Oh, okay.
So, but one of my best sex sessions was because of Enigma.
Oh, okay.
Where I lasted three turns of the CD.
Oh, nice. That was so, like, crazy erotic when it came out.
Yeah. But, yeah, the CD ran, restarted, I think, twice during our sex session, and I hadn't finished, so...
What about you, Amber?
I listen to different stuff depending on what kind of scene. One of my favorite, if it's mostly like just sensual, sexual, basically, you know, I know it's a kind of like slow and sensation play. There's a CD, it's called Lovage, Songs to Make Love to Your Old Lady By. It's my favorite CD ever. It's one of Mike Patton's projects.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
The singer from Faith No More.
Oh, okay, hang on. Let me call you right back. I just got
you just
really...
got boingy.
You just became a troll. It was weird. Okay, calling you right back.
That's weird.
That was, you just went... Rah, 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 rah. It was, yeah, was really
like,
weird.
You sounded like you were playing with a pogo stick or something.
Yeah. Okay, Lovage...
My favorite one. It's Lovage, Songs to Make Love to Your Old Lady By. Okay. It's one of Mike Patton's side projects.
And that sounds like a
map. The guy who used to sing for Faith No More.
Okay, okay.
Oh, not used to. They're actually getting back together.
Yeah, I saw that for Coachella, and I'm like, oh, I would love to see them live.
Cool.
But I don't know that they'd be touring. I think they're digestible.
Okay.
I think it's kind of up in the air at this point.
They never really got along, so I'd be amazed if they're able to make it through more than one concert, but I would love to see them if they tour.
Hey, the Police can do it. Anybody can do it.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Other stuff I like, Fast, Pretty When You Cry.
Ooh.
Is definitely one of my favorites.
Ooh, okay.
The new Depeche Mode CD sucked except for the last track, and the last track is a song called Corrupt You.
Ooh.
And it's... Oh, is it good? You need to look that one up. The lyrics to that are so BDSM. It's just absolutely hot. If I'm more in, like, a thrashy mood, Nine Inch Nails' Happiness and Slavery always, like, pushes me over the fucking edge. I love that song. I want most old Nine Inch Nails, it's good to see, too, in my opinion.
Totally.
Oh, and the Queen of the Damned soundtrack, from start to finish, is an awesome scene.
It's so good. Yeah, it totally is.
Never did hear it.
Oh.
But then I didn't really want to see the movie.
I've used that, actually, several times.
I can see that. Yeah, that is...
There's so much songs about possession and, you know, giving yourself to people. You know, it's perfect for BDSM.
Okay. Well, you know, and I actually thought of, like... a good song that's not necessarily about BDSM or scening, but like one of the best sex songs ever is by Melissa Ferret called Drive. I watched her perform it live, and I swear it was like a room full of lesbians creaming their panties. It was so fucking hot. But yeah, have you ever like seen to like death metal, like something like just really, really hard and driving?
Not really death metal, but like I said, like Happiness and Slavery is pretty hardcore for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm trying to think what's like the hardest. There are times when I just want to, you know, have the shit beat out of me.
Right.
And
Jesus is my hot. Jesus built my hot rod.
Well, yeah, I actually had some great sex to like really just hardcore death metal. Like, there's something about it, just the... Yeah, yeah. There's something about it, it sets a mood.
Well, that's just the way it is. It's like, I can't really drive while listening to Ministry Psalm 69.
Yeah.
Because the foot goes down.
Right.
One New World Order kicks in, and I'm doing 90.
Yeah, you're flying. Yeah. Oh, God, I love that. Actually, did I ever tell you my story about that?
No.
I went to the really, really good Lollapalooza, where it was Ministry, it was...
Well, I say that was the second one.
Yeah, I think so. It was Pearl Jam. It was Soundgarden. It was
that was the second one. I want to say
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah. And there was Ministry. And this fucking enormous mosh pit down at Lakewood.
Yeah.
And I had a friend who had just gotten his nipples pierced. And so, dumbass jumps into the mosh pit where they're promptly ripped out.
I saw that one coming.
It was kind of awesome. He just comes out and he's like grinning ear to ear and he's got blood running down his chest. And he was just a happy camper because he was like, you know, he had a story for Lollapalooza. It was a lot of fun.
That's definitely a story.
Yeah, right?
Ow.
Yeah, had my nipples destroyed at Lollapalooza. Woohoo!
I never did go get one. And, mm-hmm. You know what's funny? When it comes musically, for a while, back in the 90s, mm-hmm. I'd get introduced to bands, and then 6 months later, they'd start getting big. Because my friends...
Yeah, that happened a lot, too.
Yeah. Because my friends got me into Nine Inch Nails before... they really hit big because mm-hmm. he had the maxi single, which was like, which I have and I love it. It's like six versions of Head Like a Hole, mm-hmm. Two or three versions of Down In It, and mm-hmm. A couple of versions of what was it, Down In It, Head Like a Hole, and I can't remember. But he had that maxi single, mm-hmm. and but then about 6 months later, they hit Lollapalooza and became all the rage.
Yeah.
This is even before MTV was playing there, the Head Like a Hole video.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did the same thing with Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, nice.
I think the EP for Shoebox, which came out before Born on a Pirate Ship, which was Old Apartment
mm-hmm.
song, and before they came out, and they introduced me to Bare Naked Ladies, and I was like, within a couple of months, you know, about 6 months, you know, Old Apartment hits
and blew up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I never did get to see Nine Inch Nails. There's so many bands I've wanted to see that I just
I've never seen them either. For me, it was somebody introduced me to Green Day about a year before Dookie came out.
Oh.
And the other one was Blink-182. I actually saw a concert where the opening band was, I want to say it was Cherry Pop and Daddies. Then it was Blink-182, then it was Less Than Jake, and then the closing band was Bad Religion.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just before Blink-182 was actually, like, popular. It was a great concert.
Very cool.
I've seen Bad Religion twice.
What was the best concert you've ever been to?
I've seen them twice also. Oh, I love Bad Religion.
Mm-hmm. Masquerade and the Tabernacle, two best venues to see them in, and I got to see them both, you know.
Okay, well...
I saw them in New Orleans and in Pennsylvania.
But here's a question: What is the best concert that both of you guys have seen?
You go first because I have to think about this.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to think about it because I've seen so many. I've had about best small venue.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're seeing it in a small venue, would have to be Mighty Mighty Boston's.
Oh,
these guys can work across. I saw them in the Masquerade.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys just, A, they love playing in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And B, you could tell they just love playing, period. And they're going back on tour.
Oh.
They're getting back together.
Interesting.
It was a venue that, I mean, you know, Masquerade is tiny.
Right.
So you're right there. Best large venue, I have to say, it was at the old Omni.
Mm-hmm.
In excess on the Kick tour.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
with
that would have
Public
been a great
Image
show.
Limited opening for them.
Ooh, I bet that was a great show.
Oh, yeah.
I think my best at the Omni was I saw Metallica right after Black had come out.
Right.
When they had the the drums that would like lower into the stage and they'd pop up somewhere else.
Right.
That was pretty cool. But I think my best was maybe that Lollapalooza. Either that or I saw Sepultura at the International Ballroom. And that was kind of a crazy time.
I saw some great ones at the Masquerade because mm-hmm. this was back when it was like $20 was the most you'd pay.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see Hole first went on tour
because
when they first went on tour they were opening for Nine Inch Nails.
Mm-hmm.
This was right as they were starting their own headlining tour.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Jenna Torturers there.
Jenna Torturers.
Oh God, I love them live.
Right? Oh my God, do they still tour?
I have no idea.
Oh,
they used to tour with the Impotent Sea Snakes, but I haven't actually seen in a while. I know. Actually, you know what? I take that back. Jenna Tortures were at the Masquerade in November, but it was during Thanksgiving and I was out of town and I was pissed.
Oh, no way.
Because I really wanted to go see them again.
I actually lost my first engagement ring at a Jenna Tortures concert.
Oh.
Contest.
Yikes.
Yeah, it just slipped off my finger somehow and I was like, how fitting is this that I would lose my engagement ring, the symbol of my commitment here at the Jenna Tortures show.
Frontline Assembly with Das Kreps opening for them.
Huh, okay.
Which is really interesting because the same group that the same crowd that normally, I guess, really follows Das, because Das Kreps is like a really hardcore industrial band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're not really ringing a bell.
Where Frontline Assembly is a more of a trippy kind of industrial sound.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see the frustration of the, because you could see the frustration in the face of the lead singer of Das Kreps. Because the crowd wasn't, like, you know, getting into it.
Uh-huh.
But all of a sudden, they kicked into this song called Fatherland.
Uh-huh.
And the crowd went nuts. Uh-huh. And you just see this huge grin as there's pitting and, you know, crowd surfing and people are going nuts. And he's just loving every second of it.
Uh-huh. Very cool.
So they're actually kind of like, you want to, they're kind of like the godfathers of industrial.
Okay, okay.
They hit it big because they actually did an industrial version cover of Metallica's Black.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it is a rather interesting album.
Okay, I'll have to go look them up. Did you come up with something?
Yeah, I have a couple, actually. I can't pick one.
Okay. It's hard, right?
Very much. When I was, I think, 17, I got to see Tori Amos at an opera house. Just her, a piano, and the harpsichord.
Ooh.
It was, you could have heard a pin drop. It was just an amazing concert.
Wow.
One of my other ones that was really, really great, I was in New Orleans, and Fugazi got back together and were touring.
Oh.
And it was at Tipitina's Uptown, and I'm standing there, and I look to my right, and I'm not kidding, standing next to me was Trent Reznor, and standing next to him was Maynard from Tool.
That's crazy.
Well, the sad part was, though, Trent Reznor's really, really, really short, much shorter than you think he is in person.
Mm-hmm.
And he smelled. I wanted to cry.
Aww.
His hair was so dirty. He had this amazing, like, beautiful mansion in the middle of uptown New Orleans and everything, and he didn't wash. He just didn't bathe. Maynard was gorgeous, and he smelled nice. I didn't talk to either of them. I just stood there and was like, holy shit, I'm standing next to these guys. But it was just weird.
You know,
it was just a weird moment, but Fugazi was awesome live.
I've actually heard the same thing about Michael Stipe. You know, and it makes you wonder, like, if they don't do that so that people won't approach them.
Maybe so. I mean, I just was too nervous to approach them. But it was just kind of interesting. But that was a really good one. I think one of my most favorites, though, I'm a big Counting Crows fan. I have a real thing for Adam Duritz's lyrics. And when I lived in New Orleans, he was friends with one of the club owners that I used to actually DJ at the club.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Ship Sham Club.
Mm-hmm.
And I only guest DJed there a couple times, but it was a great club. Every jazz fest, Counting Crows was usually on the bill, so they'd be in town.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they would do a $5, not announce who was actually playing show, and it would be Adam Duritz.
Oh, wow.
So it would just be this small, little, tiny, like, group of people, and he would be mixing his own drinks on stage. I saw him do that 3 years in a row, and it was, the first time, I think, was probably my favorite, but every year was very good.
Uh-huh.
It was just so intimate and just bizarre, and he'd explain what the songs were about while he was singing. That was really cool. And then my other favorite, I've seen They Might Be Giants probably 7 times.
Yes.
Ooh, that's someone I've never seen.
And every show is just awesome. You should, if you get a chance, go see them.
Seen them once.
For sure.
When they were still doing the On the Bricks down at Centennial Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were. And even though it was a short show, because they had to stop playing at 10 o'clock because then the city would get pissed.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was the crowd got huge.
That would be an amazing show.
And it was
to watch.
A great show. And I forgot one that I, especially with the two people I'm talking to, that I got to see. It was the one time I've ever been to a rave.
Uh-huh.
And it happened to be when Lords of Acid finally came to America.
Oh my God.
At the Masquerade.
Oh my God, I would have died.
Oh.
I've seen KMFDM, but I've never seen them.
Yeah, Lords of. It was crazy because it was technically a rave and it went pretty much all night. It sucks because I had no money, so I didn't drink. I couldn't drink.
Right.
I got drunk before we got in,
right,
which
right.
seemed to be a. because we were cheap, that seemed to be what we'd normally do before we went into a club, is we'd bring something, get drunk in the parking lot, then go in.
Shot-bombed.
Barn, basically Boone's Farm, down it.
Oh, get God, it. That's nasty. There's no call for that.
Yes, it is. When no, you want to be drunk and you have no money.
No, I would rather be sober than drink that. But I was taught taste at a young age, so...
Boone's Farm makes you stupid.
No, Boone's Farm is, yeah.
So,
it's not bad on 2020, but it's pretty bad.
I've heard too many stories about Mad Dog to even attempt to try it. At least Boone's Farm tastes like candy.
There are colors that the human body should never expel. All of them are Mad Dog 2020 colors.
No, it kind of sucked because the masquerade was packed. Mm-hmm. And, of course, everybody that was there is these raver kids. And this is my first real... I mean, I knew what raves were. I had an idea of the culture. When you're sobering up, and it's nothing but the rave trance music, which has got that beat, one big, long song, one big, long... And you're seeing the kids...
My head!
And you're seeing the kids... Well, it wasn't that, but you see the kids with the... It's like, why is that fucker wearing that hat? Why does he have a pacifier in? What the fuck is up with all these glow sticks? And I wasn't really much older than any, you know, I was probably a little older than what would be normally the rave crowd. But being kind of like the punk industrial kid I was, guy I was, it's like...
Yeah, what's going on here?
What the fuck is up with this? I'm sober, this sucks, can we leave?
Nice. I forgot one that was awesome. Mm-hmm. When I was 20, it was actually my 20th birthday, ended up on the Portishead show.
Oh, no way.
That was amazing. That probably is in my top.
It seems like they would be so haunting.
Ever. That was just so cool. I didn't even have a ticket. I stood outside and waited until it was sold out. I waited until I found somebody that was getting rid of a ticket. Mm-hmm. It turned out it was somebody I knew, so he didn't gouge me on the price. Mm-hmm. And I ended up pushing my way all the way down to the front, and as the lead singer was going off stage, she shook my hand. So it was like one of those wow moments.
That's amazing. It seems like that would just be like such a haunting concert live.
It was. It was just, there wasn't any special effects. They just had the lights were like blue and green, and it was just her voice, and it was very haunting and very chill.
Love Portishead. You know, it's so funny, I was actually talking about Portishead with Phantom. Nobody else has ever really kind of gotten that sound.
I agree.
Or even really close to it.
Tricky sometimes can, but they usually just go off the fucking deep end.
Well,
like Massive Attack sort of does too, but again, they always take it too far. I mean, I like their stuff, but it just doesn't sound like Portishead.
Well, Portishead, you know, with some of the voices, they go back to like a little vintage jazzy thing that nobody else seems to really get. And what sucks is you get tired of hearing the same Portishead songs that you play over and over and over again. But the sound is so freaking good.
They've only got, three albums at the most? Something like that?
Well, there's Dummy. There's, I think, one just Portishead.
Right.
And then there was a single, I want to say.
Yeah. I think they have, maybe three at the most.
I think there were three or four albums. But yeah. Okay. I'm not sure. I can't name them all.
Okay. But, yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, you hear the same songs over and over, and it's like, okay, I'm tired of it. I know the song by heart. But nobody else has that sound quite, you know? Although I have been listening.
Listen to Lovitch, because her voice is similar. Mm-hmm. Not quite the same, but it's similar. And the girl who sings on all the Lovitch songs is part of a band that broke up called Elysian Fields. Look up Elysian Fields, because you will...
No, I have
really,
Elysian
really
Fields.
Like her stuff. She is similar to Portishead.
Yeah, no, I have Elysian Fields. I have one of their albums... Shit, I can't remember what it is, but it's one of my favorite albums, and they just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, she's the singer. She's the female singer on the Lovitch CD.
Okay.
You download that, you're going to love me forever, because that is the best sex CD ever.
Okay, yeah, no, I wrote it down, and actually somebody I've been listening to a lot lately is Waldeck.
I don't know who that is.
I know, I didn't either. I found them on Slacker Radio or something. They just kept playing one of their songs, and I was like, I really love this song, so I went and found them and ended up downloading everything they had ever done.
Right.
And love it.
How do you spell it?
Waldeck, it's just Waldeck.
Okay, cool.
And they have a little bit of that kind of vintagey sound. See, that's one of the things I like about Wax Taylor is he'll bring in movie clips from the 50s.
Yeah.
I like something that sounds very new but has something very old in it.
Right.
Or like the Verve remix stuff, where it's a combo. Like, that just, something about it gets me. But yeah, Waldeck, they will mix like three different genres in a song and just pull it off beautifully.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, they're really, really good. But yeah, nobody's ever heard of them. And I downloaded them and forgot that I had them for like, I don't know how long I had had them, but I just rediscovered them on a Shuffle in iTunes. I was like, this is great.
Well, that's what I find kind of interesting about finding some of the mashups.
Mm-hmm.
And because there are stuff out there that I don't normally like, mm-hmm. but put it in a mashup and I'll listen to it.
Right.
Like, one I have is Lady Gaga Just Dance, but they laid it over the Eurythmics, mm-hmm. Sweet Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
The most bizarrest, but seems to work, one of the best ones I did, is someone actually took and mixed Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA with a song by Notorious B.I.G. And it works.
I love mashups.
That's really hard for me to picture.
I may have to play it for you before we leave. But
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you guys like mashups, go to mashuptown.com. If you don't go there already, it's every month. Local, all different DJs submit their own mashups. You can download them all for free.
Okay.
And usually, you know, you'll get some crappy ones, but you'll get some great ones too up of there. And aplusd.net.
Yeah,
okay.
I love A plus
awesome.
D. Yeah,
they
do
favorite.
Some really.
They're my favorite mashup artists.
Cool.
The one I go to, and unfortunately, it's a once a year thing. It's a site called Best of Booty.
Oh yeah, that's them. That's A plus.
Yeah.
The ones that do the booty stuff.
Yeah, well, they do Best. It's them. It's Party Bin. It's a few other ones. In fact, one of the best ones Party Bin has done. I got off his site. Was a mashup of Nine Inch Nails' "The Hand That Feeds" with Rick Ashley's "Never Gonna Give You Up."
Yeah.
And it's like, this rocks
like
hard.
I got everybody at Dragon Con last year with the "Smells Like Teen Spirit" one that was mashed with "Never Gonna Give You Up."
That's crazy.
Although nothing will beat what the Masquerade guys did with us. When they're waiting for the judges to tally up,
mm-hmm.
the tradition is to show Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the scene where he's going, let's see what he's doing on the Viewatron.
Mm-hmm.
And he turns it in, and they had spliced in into the screen the video for Never Gonna Give You Up.
That's crazy. That's kind of wild.
So they Rickrolled Dragon Con at the Masquerade.
Nice. Okay, guys, I'm sorry. We got to wrap this up. We're getting to the point that it's going to cut the show off anyway.
Oh, okay.
Amber, thank you again so much. We love having you.
No problem. Anytime.
Hey, anytime you get bored, just be like, hey, when are you guys recording?
She did tell us to... For
I enjoy this. This is fun.
Very cool. We love having you.
Yeah, the problem, she did tell us to use her.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And I had to stifle a giggle.
Yeah, we are not above that, too.
Awesome.
Cool.
Okay,
alrighty. I'll just use the pre-recorded.
The pre-recorded stuff? Okay,
yeah.
That sounds good.
All right. Anything you want to pimp, Amber?
I'm going to be running for Miss Southeast Leatherfest this year. I did make the decision. And if anybody, if it's okay to say this, I'm looking for donations for my baskets. So
yes.
If anybody has anything they want to add, I'm going to be putting baskets together for the auction.
Very cool. No, that's great. I don't know how many Atlanta people listen, but hopefully, you know, hopefully somebody.
Well, we get the Southeast. It's Southeast, so I know we're spread out around the Southeast at least a little bit.
Yeah. So to speak.
Yeah, we spread out.
Alrighty. Yeah, and I don't think that I've got anything to. I don't think I've got anything to pimp right now.
Sleep. I pimp sleep.
Yes,
hardcore.
We recommend sleep.
That's a good plan.
Sleep and masturbation.
Well, that's.
I always pimp masturbation.
Yeah, that's kind of an unspoken, because I think anyone who knows us knows how we feel about that. So.
Yeah. Once a day, every day.
Right. Once a day. I know. What the hell? Jeez.
That's all I get a chance to do.
Six, baby. Come on, get right.
That right?
I work though.
Oh shit! Jobs are overrated.
I do it once when I wake up, and then.
I want masturbation to be my job.
That's what webcams are for.
Nice. Alrighty.
I'm always thinking.
Okay, you guys be good.
I'll be good at it.
Bye.
Bye.